last kind of big question is if you could describe a success and a challenge you've experienced in teaching DSJ.
I'll talk about the challenge first. Sometimes when explicit conflicts over racism come up in the class, it can be a little tricky to know how to deal with it. So the particular instance I want to share about was in this freshman cluster class. I have students do a presentation about a form of dance or a dance artist that interests them, and they have to cover certain things about it that relate to the themes of the course, like colonialism and migration and spiritual syncretism, things like that. And there was one year that I had two students who both, I don't think they had been born in Mexico, but I believe they were first generation immigrants. Mm-hmm. And basically one of those two students said something that was kind of, that was racist. So the first student who did her presentation was actually doing something about the jerk. So she wasn't explicitly addressing her Chicano heritage, but she was interested in street dancing. She did a great job. She demonstrated it. She taught it. She had a really great sort of political cultural analysis of this dance form. The other student decided to do a presentation on ballet folklorico, which is a little bit more of a classical form of dance. And it's regional, so depending on where you're from in Mexico, you have a different dance. Mm-hmm. So these dances tend to be sort of a badge of pride about where you're from. And the student who did the ballet folklorico presentation made some comment about, she was trying to describe what color costumes are usually worn from this particular region, and she said, the people from that region, their skin is the color of dirt. And she happened to be lighter skinned than the other woman, and the other woman got really angry about it, which I could totally understand, because from what I have learned, this is a common way that sort of Mexican people who are proud of their European heritage will kind of put down people who are more mestizo or, you know, closer to their native roots. And it was an interesting moment because I didn't want to slam the student for saying something because I don't think she realized how offensive it was, but I didn't want to let it pass. So trying to facilitate, make a comment myself because that's my job in the classroom, but to acknowledge that another student was upset without putting her on the spot and having to, it was just tricky. Mm-hmm. Plus we were, you know, sort of like there were several other students that needed to present, and there's always that thing about, you know, this is a teaching opportunity, but we don't want to derail everybody's preparation. So I don't know, that was a challenge, but it felt...
Do you remember what you said?
I said, you know, it's important to not refer to people and where they're from, you know, based on their skin color. And is there another way that you could describe this? This is offensive to some people. Mm-hmm. And she sort of was like, oh whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the woman who felt insulted by it, it took her longer to sort of move on. Mm-hmm. And I think I did talk with her, not that day, because she sort of shot out of class. It was the end of the last week of classes, but subsequently, I had her in another class, and we talked a little bit about it. And she's like, yeah, I know, that happens a lot. But I'm not sure that I resolved it entirely satisfactorily. You know, I think I would have liked many things to happen, including having a longer conversation, because it's relevant to the course. You know, how you look at your body in relation to those things is really relevant. And then a success... Well, I have to say, I think several of the students that I've worked with who were dance majors in working on their senior projects, I felt extremely proud of them and what they accomplished, and feel like what they achieved was not because of me, but because they had an opportunity within the curriculum and the values of the whole dance program, not just my classes, an opportunity to really define what dance was for them and to really figure out what they wanted to say through it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think all programs are like this, but most dance programs are... Bless you. They're much more... focused on creating a dancer who looks a certain way, like not necessarily body type, but that there's a one way of moving or one sort of set of attributes about somebody as a performer, and the idea is to get everybody who graduates to sort of be an example of those qualities, as opposed to what kind of art does the person make, or what have they found their voice and what do they have to say. So there have been some projects that I've been, and students I've been, you know, particularly excited not only proud of, but also I've learned a lot from just one of the best parts of my job, you know, so. And I stay in touch with a lot of those students, and it's exciting to see what they're doing, you know, with their art. And, you know, several of them have either started dance companies or have gone on to do work where movement and organizing of some sort has been really central to what they do. And that says to me that they got something of value by being here, and that my working with them and mentoring them through their graduation process seemed to have helped, not hurt.
Yeah, so.